You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I don't know. I guess I'm going to put spicy mustard on my hot dog wrapped in bacon, but I don't know. I don't know. Obviously, hot dogs, you just lather them in spicy mustard. But the bacon part of it's throwing me a little bit for a loop. I don't know. I'm not overly familiar with the bacon mustard combo. This is going to be like experimental today, Paulie.
Why don't you go right off the bat, one with no bacon and mustard for a nice base of exactly what you like, and then go experimental with bacon and mustard. If you don't like it, you return back to your roots of just a hot dog, not sans bacon.
So you guys know what I did last time, right? I took a cup and I put two brats in the cup to go, because every other time I leave on a meat Friday, I have them on a plate and they end up like spilling in my car, or I'm trying to eat them and they're like flying around. When they're in a cup, I literally put the bottom of the cup was like a third of spicy mustard. And then I dropped the two brats in the hole like a grenade. I dropped the two brats in and I took the brat with my hand, dipped it in the spicy mustard while driving and ate it like Fun Dip. Remember Fun Dip back in the
cup
day?
Cup of brats.
Genius, right? Cup o' brats. Didn't spill anything. Talked about this on the post show with the dudes, the post show podcast they do. It was genius. Didn't spill anything. And I was just, it was just like Fun Dip. Dipping the brat in the mustard. By the way, speaking of that, I once had a, in college, it was called Task Night for my fraternity, where I had to eat 16 uncooked hot dogs. My buddy, they gave him a whole thing of Hawaiian punch and two sticks of butter, and he had to eat both like it was Fun Dip. He'd take the stick of butter, put it in the Hawaiian punch, and eat it like it was Fun Dip. Yes, Fritzy.
And another note about Fun Dip, if you remember, the spoon was edible itself. This when you're scooping that cherry and orange and grape sugar and everything, the actual spoon is something that you can chew. Always made of sugar.
Fritzy, that comment right there is why I love you. I would have bet all the money in the world that you were aware of that, that you remembered that you could eat the spoon.
There was a pouch of like three things, usually like red, orange, and purple, like cherry, orange, grape were the main three flavors, and the stick was something.
Do they still have Fun Dip?
I don't know. I think, you know, within the world, realizing how bad sugar is for you, and they had, like, remember those long straws, the Pixie sticks? You get one of those really long straws of different flavor sugar.
Let's take a stick of sugar and dip it in granules of sugar and feed it to our children. What a great idea. Speaking of a great idea, it is time to get back on track as the Kentucky Derby returns to the first Saturday in May. The 147th Run for the Roses, Saturday, May 1st on NBC. That was pretty good. I've been to the Kentucky Derby.
Those live sound effects by Paul Patton.
Yes, Paulie, that was pretty good. Really pretty good. Love everybody watching on Peacock, listening on Fox Sports Radio, checking us out later on the Dan Patrick podcast. Check mine out, please. The Ross Tucker Football Podcast, or any other ones, Even Money, Fantasy Feast, whatever you are into. We are at DP Show on Twitter. I am at Ross Tucker NFL on all of the various social media platforms. And yes, I do spend some time on Chat Row over at danpatrick.com. Shout out Chat Row. Shout out to you guys for the rock, paper, scissors discussion. We're going to get into my rock draft. Mock draft is what you think people are going to do. A rock draft is when a former player named Ross tells you what the teams should do. But first, Paul, your thoughts, or any of you guys, your thoughts on the rock, paper, scissors thing. I mean, McLovin, you're an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
What are you more Lefko or are you more me? Like, yeah, let's give the guy a chance and see what he can do.
Absolutely give the guy a chance. You know, all these stories, you've always told us these crazy things they make people do. Rock, paper, scissors, nothing. There's one team out there, it's come out, that's making players write raps for them. Have you seen this story? Bleacher Report broke it yesterday.
No.
The players have to show up on Zoom with a rap ready to go that they wrote a song for. So it's, this is nothing.
The Giants give you a 300-page question, which a 300-question test, which is like, would you rather be a dog or a cat?
Yeah.
Who answers cat to that, by the way? Would any of you guys answer cat to that?
No. Can I ask you a question? Is doing paper and rock, paper, scissors the same as answering cat? Is it better to lose with rock than, as you mentioned, the paper is so soft?
Yeah, I would just go rock every time. I'd be like, rock, because that's how I am mentally and physically. Rock again. But I'm going paper. Dude, I'm a rock. I'm the rock of Gibraltar. What that is, by the way. No idea what the rock of Gibraltar. It sounds good, though. I'm the rock of Gibraltar. By the way, this is the truth, okay? Sixth grade catechism class. You guys know what that is?
Sure.
Catechism, you know, like Sunday school. Sixth grade Sunday school. We had to say what animal we would want to be and why. Okay? There was a girl in Sunday school that was very attractive. Maybe seventh or eighth grade. I probably shouldn't say this story, but it's too late now. And everybody went around and were like, I'd like to be a hawk so I can fly. I'd like to be a horse because of this. I said, totally stone-faced. And I looked at her. I said, I'd want to be a lizard because they're horny.
You're in seventh grade?
Yes. Is that terrible?
And it's like Sunday school.
Literally Sunday school.
It's like something from the movie Superbad.
Literally Sunday school.
That's CCD, and you're like,
it was CCD. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know you knew what CCD was.
I was there, bro. Yeah,
it was CCD, and that's what I said. And they all started dying. I don't think the teacher was there, but they all started dying laughing. It was more to be funny than anything else. All right, so McLovin, you want to give him a shot? Seton, your thoughts on rock, paper, scissors?
Well, I mean, I don't think you fire the guy over it. I don't think it has anything to do with, like, his actual ability to coach or, like, actually, well, with X's and O's. I do think, though, that it makes me roll my eyes a little bit because there's this weird macho-ness that most dudes buy into, especially football players. It seems I'm always competitive. I'm never lose. No man can tell me I'm going to lose. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, we're talking about milkshakes. Shit. Chill out, you know? It kind of struck me as a little bit of that. Like, I'm competitive. No man's going to beat me at anything.
It's but like, I would be a lot more competitive talking about milkshakes than rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, but it's like
rock, paper, scissors, I'd be like, okay. Like, I don't think I'd be that into it. But if he was like, if he said something crazy, like mint chocolate chips, the best milkshake flavor, I'd be like, dude, what? Wait, what'd you just say?
You'd probably throw down.
I'd be like, have you ever heard of chocolate peanut butter cup, coach? Maybe the Eagles aren't the right team for me. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
I kind of agree with Seton. It does seem silly as rock, paper, scissors, but I think what Sirianni was trying to say is we're trying to find out if these guys are competitors. And I think that's something you want to know. You go back to Drew Brees. We always have him in here, and we always say he's a psycho.
You guys have a thing with Drew Brees. He loves you guys.
Yeah, we've had him on for years, and he's kind of a psycho competitor. And I was working years ago at ESPN, and we were doing the Heisman coverage. And Drew Brees was at the ESPN zone. He was still in college at Purdue. And he played Papa Shot against LaDainian Tomlinson, and he lost. He was so upset that he lost, he made LaDainian Tomlinson play again. He lost again, and he was upset about it the whole night. Now, that's kind of weird almost, but I think some coaches want to see that psychopathic competitiveness, or they get nervous when they don't see it. I could see him being one of those guys.
You know what they want? They want when you're 43 years old, on April 22nd, to get super angry about a new uniform jersey rule. That's what they want. That's the type of guy they want. A guy like Thomas, Edward, Patrick, or is it Patrick Edward? He has two middle names. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, I think. Anyway, we're getting into the Rock draft. Junior the third. We're getting into the Rock draft, which is what I think they should do. By the way, we have breaking news. We have two pieces of breaking news.
The Cleveland Browns have become the first team to
trade for Ross Tucker.
No, conditional seventh round pick, the highest honor that can be bestowed. No, Baker Mayfield, the Browns picked up his fifth year option. They're the first team to pick up a guy's fifth year option. It's close to $19 million. It's not for this year. It's for 2 years from now. It's 2022, but it's fully guaranteed. So a lot of the other teams, they wait, you know, not the Browns. They are committed to Baker. Yes, Paulie.
So that basically means, you know, like the Bears did not do this Trubisky. That means they're planning on going another direction. So the Browns are planning on going with Baker Mayfield long term, but they can get out of this or franchise tag him. If he, let's say he had a subpar year this upcoming year, then they're still committed to that fifth year, but they don't have to give him a contract.
No, they don't have to give him an extension, but they got to pay him $19 million in 2022.
Right.
Yes, they do.
Do you think they will give him a contract earlier and not
probably.
Wait? Like Mahomes got his contract well before his due.
You know what it is, Paul? It's probably more of a placeholder. It just gives them more leverage. Like if he has another good year, they'll do a contract extension with him, and it becomes the first year amount of that contract extension. We actually have more breaking news. Hit it again. According to Adam Schefter's Twitter account, among others, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is fully vaccinated and thus has said he will be allowed to hug the players who attend Thursday night's draft. 13 players will be there, and he will be able to hug them because he's fully vaccinated. So there you go. Two pieces of breaking news. The Rock draft. Let's start with the Jags. Again, this is not what these teams, I think they're going to do. I'm going to tell you what they should do. And I believe the Jacksonville Jaguars should take Trevor Lawrence for all the reasons everybody already knows. Easy one. Number two, the Jets. I think Zach Wilson. I've talked to enough people. The reason why I say that, I'm a little skeptical of any guy that's a one-year guy. I'm a little skeptical of a guy that kind of comes out of nowhere. But, man, I've watched some of the throws he makes. They're like Mahomesian, Rodgersian. I mean, they are very, very impressive. And so I'm excited about Zach Wilson. I love the story that he would drive to California like every weekend to do the quarterback tutoring. He works for DoorDash, which is – that's terrific as long as they get there in time and it's still warm. Terrific. As for number three, if I were the 49ers, Trey Lance. I think the upside for Trey Lance is off the charts. I think Jimmy Garoppolo, you play Jimmy Garoppolo this year until he's not playing well anymore or he gets hurt. Then you've got Trey Lance. You can trade Jimmy G. I would go Trey Lance over Mac Jones. I think Justin Fields is like the super physically talented guy. Mac Jones is like the smart, heady guy, accurate. I guess I feel like Trey Lance is a combo of the two. You know, he's got the things you like about Mac Jones, but he's also got the things you like about Justin Fields. So at three, I would go Trey Lance. If I were the San Francisco 49ers. Actually, you know what I would do if I were the Niners? I would revert the trade. I would try to get out of that trade. I don't know that I would trade that many draft picks. I'd go back to 12, and I'd take whichever quarterback came to me. That's what I would do if I was the Niners. That's my rock draft. I would revert the trade. I would fail somebody on their physical and say, he didn't pass a physical. Got to reverse the trade. Although it was all draft picks, so you can't do that. Yes, Seton.
How much time does Kyle Shanahan get off of this pick with his job security?
It's a really good question. I would say through 2022, this year and next. It's really interesting. He is unbelievably well-respected. You know, I've had Joe Banner, former team president, Sage Rosenfels this week on the Ross Tucker podcast. They will tell you that they'd rather have Kyle Shanahan than anyone else to maximize the quarterback position. The thing is, though, he's had a losing record, like what, 3 out of his 4 years as a head coach or 4 out of his 5? But the other year was they went to the Super Bowl and could have won it. All right, Atlanta at 4. This might surprise some people. Kyle Pitts. I would take Kyle Pitts. I think he is the most likely player from this draft to become a Hall of Famer. And here's the deal, okay? If you get out of Matt Ryan's contract after this year, it's still $40 million of dead cap space. $40 million. I'd rather roll with Matty Ice the next 3 years. Go with Kyle Pitts. You got a new coach in Arthur Smith. Let's turn this thing around and let's try to win some games. So I'd go Kyle Pitts at 4. 5 is interesting. The way my thing has unfolded, 5, if I'm the Bengals, I'm probably trying to trade down. I'm not as much of a Penei Sewell guy as everybody else seems to be. I think Penei Sewell is very physically gifted and talented. But there's a lot of guys I've seen physically gifted and talented that never really meet their potential. They never really maximize that talent. Like, I'd probably rather have Rashawn Slater. From what I've seen, I'd rather have Rashawn Slater, the offensive lineman from Northwestern who did a great job against Chase Young a couple years ago. I'm a more conservative person when it comes to life and investments and stuff like that. I'm not a big risk taker. To me, Penei Sewell represents greater risk. I'd be more conservative. I know Rashawn Slater is going to be a really good player. Penei Sewell might be better, but he might be worse. I'd rather lock in an 8 than get a 5 while I try to go for a 10.
Sounds like college at the bars.
Yes, Pauly.
It sounds like the strategy in college.
Yeah. Oh, Pauly, ease up there, Lizard. Okay? Ease up there, Lizard. All right. So 5 with the Bengals. I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase. I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase, and I'm going to have an unbelievable set of receivers for Joe Burrow. And I'll get offensive lineman at the top of round 2. There's some good guys that'll be around then. The Dolphins at 6. Dude, they're screwed. They're screwed. They wanted Kyle Pitts or Ja'Marr Chase. That's why they did the trade with the Eagles. They thought it'd be quarterback first 4. They thought they would get Kyle Pitts or Ja'Marr Chase. They moved up to, they traded next year's first round pick to get number 6, to get one of those two guys. And in my rock draft, they're screwed. They got to trade down with somebody. Hold on a second. My phone's ringing. Oh, it's Todd Fritch from the Denver Broncos. He wants to move up ahead of the Lions at 7 and the Panthers at 8 to get Justin Fields.
I want them to move all the way up to 4 and knock the Falcons down to get Justin
Fields.
You
just got him at 6,
we'll take
Fritzy.
Him at 6.
The Broncos moved up to give Drew Lock some competition, a.k.a. Justin Fields beat out Drew Lock.
That has to be done. We can't run it back with Drew Lock. At the very least, someone's got to compete for that starting spot.
That's what I would do at 6 if I'm the Dolphins. If it unfolds this way, I would trade down. The Broncos trade up. They get Fields. Now I'm at 7. You know what's funny about the Lions at 7? You know who Mac Jones reminds me of a little bit? Jared Goff. He's got a little Jared Goff to him. They don't look good with their shirt off. They're not like physically impressive. It's actually kind of interesting, isn't it, that Goff was the number 1 pick? He's not like an alpha dog. He's not like a big arm. He's not like a super big, fast dude. I don't know. He doesn't seem like a number 1 overall pick kind of guy. He's a friend of the show, right?
Yeah.
Shout out Jared Goff. We love you. Great number 1 pick. Yeah, go ahead, Paulie.
Aren't you kind of fascinated by the Lions? Because they have a situation where they have 26-year-old Jared Goff under contract and a couple extra picks because of the Stafford trade, and they're sitting there. A quarterback could fall to them, but do they need to go another direction at quarterback or just build around this young, good quarterback? Maybe not great, but good.
Well, so they could take a guy like Fields or Lance and have them sit for a year and have Goff play well and then try to trade Goff. Or they could say, I think the Lions are more likely to trade down. I think a team is going to want to, Washington, Chicago, New England, I think they're going to want to trade to 7, ahead of Carolina at 8, ahead of Denver at 9, to get a quarterback. I think Detroit trades down. I'm calling it right now. I like the rock draft. I also like learning about things. And I want to learn from Anthony Gonzalez, Congressman Gonzalez, if you will, from Ohio, the former Colts and Ohio State receiver. He is the one introducing national NIL legislation. That's name, image, and likeness. That's college kids being able to get paid for their jerseys, their name, their social media. This is going to change college football as we know it, and we are going to get to the bottom of it next. 21 minutes past the hour. It's the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options and cutting-edge tech to their 5-star sales, service, and financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. So go the extra mile by taking that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. All right, so on the guest line, we've got Anthony Gonzalez. Obviously, a lot of you remember him, studied Ohio State, first-round pick with the Colts, played in the league for a while. Now he's a congressman from his native Ohio, and he is introducing an NIL bill, national legislation for name, image, and likeness. Congressman Gonzalez, it's Ross Tucker. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Anthony is perfectly fine.
I was just going to ask. Now, they're giving me the head nod. So do you get you don't get offended when people don't call you congressman?
No, I'm just, there's a lot worse things people call me, so I'm fine with anything. No, my first name is preferred. I think it's too formal. I mean, we're representatives. We shouldn't be formalized like that, in my opinion.
All right. Anyway. Well, I like that, Anthony, because I was going to ask you, I was curious if when you're around other congressmen, if it's like the medical scene in Spies Like Us, where you're like, congressman. Is it like that or not at all?
Thank God it's not. This place is broken in a million ways, but not quite like that.
So. Okay, good. All right. Speaking of broken, Anthony, a lot of people feel like the college football model as it relates to student athletes has been broken for quite some time and not actually doing something about it. So I read a little bit about it. I know you're all over this. I'm pretty familiar with name, image, and likeness, but I want you to actually explain the bill that you are trying to get passed. What does it really say?
So it does a handful of things. Our goal is to extend the economic right, which I think is a natural right. Every single person in this country has it except for the college athlete, as far as I know. Maybe some people don't, but as far as I know, it's just college athletes excluded. So we're going to extend that right, but we're going to do it in a way that preserves college sports. So what does that mean? That means having restrictions on recruitment. So I don't think, you know, you should have boosters in high schools telling kids they're going to pay them a whole bunch of money to come to XYZ school. So there'll be penalties that prevent that from happening. But also on the same side of that, we're going to have some parity in there to make sure that the kids are getting the same opportunities that some of the universities do. And just preserve the system as we know it. And I think it'll work for everybody. I think it'll work for college football, but I think it'll work for my wife as a college swimmer. I think it would help her. She'd be able to teach swim lessons now. So just the basic premise is let's do one national standard, not 50 states with different standards, which is what we have right now. But let's have one national standard. Let's preserve recruitment. Let's preserve the system. It's a great system and move forward.
Well, so the one standard nationally is absolutely the way to go. I would like to think that the NCAA is backing you and supports that part of it, because if it's state by state, that's an absolute mess. I guess what I don't understand, Anthony, is how do you prevent the recruiting part of it? Like, how do you prevent Ohio State or Alabama or whoever saying to a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, hey, part of the scholarship offer is we'll also guarantee you $25,000 a year name, image, and likeness. I don't understand how you combat that.
Well, you make it a federal crime. So, I mean, there's going to be, it would be a federal crime to do exactly what you just said, which means that the person could be criminally or civilly liable, the individual, and the university could be on the hook for that if it's directly tied to the university. So I think, you know, the thing I keep saying is let's extend the right. And if people abuse it in the recruitment process, then you got to bring the hammer down on them. There has to be real teeth there. Can't just be a small penalty. And so we're going to have that in our bill as well. But look, I mean, it's like anything. There's going to be people who are going to try to work around that. And there's going to be people who try to game the system. So the best we can do is be very clear on what's legal and what's illegal and make sure that there's penalties in place.
So, okay, so then you have some penalty in place if they use the NIL, if they have an NIL guarantee or if they have NIL enticement when they're recruits. You know, this is something I talk to. I have a recruiting business, Go Big Recruiting. So I talk to a lot of college coaches about this. The question is, what will the level of involvement be for the colleges themselves and the coaching staff, or are they completely out of it? You know, am I just saying to a Penn State player or whatever, I live in Pennsylvania, am I just saying, hey, I'll give you $5,000 to tweet this, or am I going through the program so someone's monitoring it?
So you'd have to go through the program. I mean, that's the general idea. And one other thing worth mentioning, the coaches and the universities, they will not be providing these opportunities. Now, what I suspect will happen, and I hope happens, is they'll feel the responsibility to make sure that the kids are doing legitimate opportunities and, you know, have help with things like paying taxes. I mean, when we were in college, I never paid, we didn't pay taxes because we didn't have this stuff. So they're going to have to all of a sudden mature on some of these just sort of basic adult activities, like paying taxes and managing money. I hope the universities will help with that. But with respect to providing NIL opportunities, that would be illegal under our bill. This is going to be the kids and their agents or representatives managing that on their own, with the NCAA, you know, providing some oversight, and then Congress stepping in if there's a violation of the law itself.
Talking with Congressman Anthony Gonzalez from Ohio, the former Colts and Ohio State wide receiver. Okay, so they will have agents or representatives. That was going to be one of my questions. Is there a limit, or is it sky's the limit?
Sky's the limit. I mean, I any limit that we put in place would feel arbitrary to me. So, you know, let's open up the right. Let's allow for it. And, you know, I think it'll be managed correctly. I just fundamentally believe that these kids, if they have the right representation and inside of sort of the support bubble that exists at a major college or major university, that they'll be able to handle it. I just believe that.
But I guess I don't understand, Anthony, how you stop, and maybe you're not supposed to, how you stop. Again, you went to Ohio State. That's why I'm using the example. There's a car dealership in Columbus, and they give every guy, it's a big booster. He loves Ohio State football. He gives every guy $50,000 a year to sign autographs one day, even though he's not really getting a return on the investment. It's not really a business proposition for the guy. It's just boosterism. Is that totally legal and fine, or is that a problem?
No, that would be a problem. So again, it would depend on the individual circumstance, right? But anything that looks like inducements and sort of not fair market value, which you're describing, that would run afoul. But if it's what would, you know, be termed sort of a legitimate enterprise, where it's, hey, you know, you're going to do this radio show every week for 10 weeks, and we're going to pay you X dollars per radio show. You know, that would be in the legitimate category. And you know, then they could go forward with that. The other thing I'll say is, you know, where you draw that line, I think, is probably the most interesting question. And admittedly, you know, I don't believe we can draw it in Congress. So what we're going to do is just provide the right. We're going to create a commission that studies it for 2 years and then reports back to Congress saying, hey, here are the tweaks you need to make. Here's some of the changes. In the meantime, the NCAA and the institutions themselves will manage the answers to the questions that you're asking about. You know, what's a legitimate endorsement opportunity versus what's just pure pay to play? That'll be legislated by them and then reported back to us, and we'll tweak the law if we have to.
What's the timeline? Like, you know, like in other words, how soon could you get it passed, and how soon could it be enacted? Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't there some states where it should be legal soon?
Yeah, so this is why we need one national standard. So Mississippi and Florida, their laws go on the books in July. So if you're a student athlete in the state of Florida or Mississippi, you can start doing NIL as of July 1st. But if you're in any of the other 48 states, you can't. So that's going to create a chaos environment. And so we need something, I would argue we need something in the next couple weeks or months. But Congress being what Congress is, my sense is we won't get something until, I would say, end of this year at the earliest. And it could bleed into next year. But I do think we'll get it done in the next, call it, 12 months from today. I think we'll get it done.
Awesome. And the other thing you got going, I saw somewhere, you're also part of Ohio trying to legalize sports betting, right?
No, I'm not. So Pat McAfee asked me that question. I'm not. I gave an analysis of where that bill is. The state is going to do it. It's just a matter of when. So similar to NIL, but that's Ohio State House stuff. I'm United States Congress, so I stay out of their business. They don't want me poking around in it, and it works well that way. But I think they'll get it done.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. You're a congressman. You're not in the state of Ohio. That makes perfect sense. Anthony, this was awesome, man. I really, really appreciate it. Are you liking it? Are you loving it?
I do. So, it's a crazy job, as you can imagine. But look, every day I get to wake up and try to think of ways to make the country better. I mean, that's like, what could be better than that? I always say I like it more than football because, the goal is bigger and more profound. There's something cool about waking up every day and trying to win Super Bowls. Like, that's a pretty awesome thing. The only thing better than that I found professionally is this, where you get to wake up every day and try to make the country better. You got to deal with a lot of garbage in the meantime, but you still get the opportunity. So it's an amazing honor, and I do love it.
Are you by far the best athlete of the senators and congressmen?
I'd like to think so. I better be. I'm trying to think. There's some decent ones. But, I think I probably am. I feel confident saying that. I'm probably the best athlete.
How good of a cover guy is Biden?
I don't think he's – get him in his back pedal. I don't think he's doing much.
Anthony, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Very informative stuff.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Congressman Anthony Gonzalez from Ohio, former Colt and Ohio State receiver. So cool, by the way, how much you can tell he loves his job and he gets up in the morning to try to make the country better. That is amazing. Almost as amazing as Meat Friday. Now that warmer weather is here, it's time to take advantage of it with a Traeger wood pellet grill. Offering real wood-fired flavor, set it and forget it. With ease and Wi-Fi connected convenience, a Traeger grill will redefine the way you think about outdoor cooking. Pick one up at your local dealer today or visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show to learn more. When we come back, we will talk about what we learned, and I will have eaten at least 2 hot dogs wrapped in bacon in the next 4 minutes or whatever it is, 40 minutes past the hour. It's go time. Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
About COVID and the pandemic, I really like going to concerts. I really like tailgating at concerts.
What's the last concert you went to that you can remember?
Oh, man. I mean, I know relatively recently I saw U2 and Guns N' Roses at the Link.
What was that, the 90s?
No. Like within the last 7 or 8 years. I live right near Hershey Park, and they have great concerts all the time. Hershey Park Stadium. You know what I do now sometimes? I'm a member, right? I have a season pass to Hershey Park. I'll go, is there a Zac Brown Band? Is that a real thing?
That's the last concert I went to.
Okay. So buddies of mine, we're going to the Zach Brown Band concert. Like, do you want to go? I'm like, absolutely. I'll get you a ticket. I'm like, no need. I'm the first guy there in the parking lot at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I don't have a real job. They get there like 5:30. I got our whole set up, the whole deal, tailgate from 4 to 8:30. They're like, all right, we're gonna go in. I'm like, all right, see you guys later. I'm good. I just got the best 4.5 hours. I paid $0.00. I only know one Zach Brown Band song. I'll put it on in my car on the drive back to my house.
That's legendary.
Yeah, I do it all the time now. When they had concerts, we need concerts. We absolutely need concerts. I wonder when we'll even get back to that stuff.
I saw some scheduled for July and August, tentatively scheduled different places like comedians and other bands, July and August concerts.
Don't you think that they can have full football stadiums in the fall? Like one way or the other, right? Can't they just have, you got to be fully vaccinated? But if you're fully vaccinated, you can come in, 60,000, 70,000 people. There'll be enough in every city where they can get a fully vaxxed stadium. I want to have a fully vaxxed party. By the way, that was my textbook move during the break. I don't know if you guys saw that. I don't know how much, you know, if you're just listening on the radio or listen on podcasts later, first of all, check mine out, please. Yes, I plug it often. Ross Tucker Football Podcast at Ross Tucker NFL. But that's not the point. The point is, go back and watch the show on Peacock. During the break, I took one of the hot dogs wrapped in bacon, cut it up, and put it in my chili. Almost like Frank and Beanish, right? Instead of not hot dog and beans, it's chili and bacon-wrapped hot dog. It's so good, and I have none of the bread. I don't need the cobs. I don't need the carbs. I'll just go straight meat and chili, right? Why do I need the bread for?
Right.
The bread doesn't really enhance the flavor. The bread is a vehicle which delivers flavor. I don't need that vehicle. I have learned in life that the bread vehicle is unnecessary.
Wow, this is big to drop late in the show.
Well, it's important. But I'm trying to look. I am healthy. Okay, maybe you guys aren't. I am crazy healthy.
I just watched you wolf down 4 hot dogs wrapped in bacon.
Right, but no bread.
Eat yes. That, Paulie.
Yes, Eaton.
You're right. It is important, and I'm glad that we're addressing this even in this limited window. I feel the need to stand up for hot dog rolls.
Stand up for bread.
Stand up for bread. I think it's useful. I think if you're eating 4 hot dogs, you don't want all that bread. But if you're doing 1, maybe 2, I like the bread. I like the process of squishing it up.
Yeah, I mean, most of the reason why I think you like the bread is because that's what you're used to.
Could be.
You've always delivered the hot dog or the brat on the bun.
Food delivery system there has never changed.
You've never thought of the fact of just going what I did. I think I just invented that. I don't know that anybody else does that. Fritzy.
It's not so much the taste of the bread, unless it's some kind of homemade, delicious bread. It's just that it keeps everything together, whether it's a sandwich or a hot dog or a hamburger. Instead of cutting up into pieces, that's where you could put your mustard and sauerkraut, your lettuce, tomato, cheese. You kind of have to have that shell is, I think, what the bread is, more than the taste of the bread.
I can buy that, but if you're putting it in chili or you can just put the spicy mustard there and mix it all up, it's just one delicious bite. I don't need the carbs. Yes, Paulie.
But a couple of things. When you're standing at a tailgate with a beer in one hand, the bread is essential. You know, sitting down at a tailgate is as soft as it gets.
That's a really good point. And also, tailgates frown upon just taking your hand and just eating the meat.
Right. Also,
like the brat or the thing. That's frowned upon in like public settings.
You ever have those King's Hawaiian buns? That accentuates a sandwich. You put like pulled pork on one of those King's Hawaiians, that's where the bread is a star.
Yeah.
Look it up.
It's funny. In Pennsylvania where I live, they take bread real seriously. And like bread with every meal and lots of bread. Bread, bread, bread. I don't think that's good. And bread's fine. I'm not an anti-breadite, okay? I like bread, but it's just not necessary. I don't want to fill up my belly with bread when I can get one more hot dog wrapped in bacon in because of that.
Can you name a situation, though, right now that you're like, bread is mandatory?
Well, it's exactly what Paulie just said.
Pulled pork?
It's when you're at a tailgate and you don't want to sit down with a knife and fork.
So it comes back, though, to being the vehicle, the delivery system.
It's, you know what? I'll give you another example. It's the same reason why I get a waffle cone when I'm getting ice cream with my daughters, because I can't have a spoon with the ice cream because I'm driving. One hand on the wheel, the other hand on the cone.
Father of the year.
All right. Hey, what did we learn? Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options and cutting-edge tech to their five-star sales service, financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to ready for anything. So go the extra mile by taking that all-important first step in an authorized dealership today. What did you learn, Paulie?
You're not a bread guy.
McLovin.
You go rock all the time.
Seton.
Yeah, it's nothing more than a delivery system, a hot dog bun.
Fritzy.
You hate the way you look without a beard. You're a fake meathead millennial.
What did I learn?
Charles Davis, curious to see how some of these so-called generational draft talent will do in the NFL.
That's what I learned?
And you learned, according to Adam Schefter, the commissioner has been fully vaccinated. He can hug everybody next Thursday.
Dude, I love it every time I'm here. Awesome week. Listen to the show. Watch the show as often as I can. You guys are the best. Spicy for life.
All right, I don't want to start any controversy here, but I think my cooking and grill skills are underrated here in the man cave. Do you guys know that I prepare dinner almost every night at home?
Really?
Yeah, so luckily, I have some help with Traeger. You know, with the weather getting warmer and the days getting longer, it's time to get outside and start cooking on the Traeger wood-fired grill. Fueled by all-natural hardwood pellets, Traeger Grills enhances everything you cook with incredible wood-fired flavor that you can't get from your old grill. So, dude, I'm great at steak. Mm-hmm. I'm great at fish.
Fish.
And I'm really, really good with chicken. So I just want to throw that out there because I will actually do some more work here in the man cave now that I'm boasting. I'm putting it out there. On top of that, Traeger offers versatility. Grill, smoke, bake, roast, braise, and BBQ all in one grill, meaning the possibilities are endless and the flavor is epic. Pulled pork, pizza, pie, they're all fair game. And with Wi-Fi technology, you can control your grill right from your phone using the Traeger app. That means you can monitor your cooks and change grill settings. Go to TraegerGrills.com/DP Show.